It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. It is the Celtics and the Lakers, but you probably knew that already. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by the Star Market app. Earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas with Star Market for you. Download the Star Market app today. Go shopping. Get rewards. Star Market, the official supermarket of the Boston Celtics Radio Network. You just said before the game that Jaylen wanted to play tonight, and you had to hold him back. This, to me, is always a fascinating part of learning the players that you have when it comes to who you can believe when they say, I'm ready to play. For people who don't know, what is the process by which a decision is made that a player is ready to come back? Because a lot goes into it.
Yeah, it's really watching the progression of their workouts, the intensity, and kind of the buildup. There's a few different things you look at is, you know, do they have that burst and that speed, or are they holding themselves back consciously or subconsciously? And then over time and how many minutes they can go and can play, basically. And so the buildup is one thing. Fatigue in the muscles leads to injuries and also just that initial burst. And so although he wanted to play, even at home against Atlanta, we have to be safe there and be smart in 15 games in the season, not risk something long term.
How long does it take to get a feel for a player's honesty or intent with you about things like that, about things like, hey, go to the replay, I got fouled when they did, you know, because, you know, oftentimes you see it and everybody's making the sign and you're like, oh, geez, that wasn't a foul. Like, I hope he's not listening. But you have to, I guess everybody's different. You have to learn to when to listen and when not to, right?
Oh, yeah, but first of all, no player ever thinks he fouls. So
that's true. That's
the first thing. And then I have two guys behind the bench with the monitor there, you know, give me a heads up besides myself looking up at the screen. So one thing I told him early in the year was you're not going to punk me into taking a bad challenge. And so we sometimes they think they didn't. We tell them, yes, that was a foul, and they're fine with it. So you get to know your guys well, but I've had that dialogue with Jaylen and those guys in general, and I told him, you know, be smart about it. I know you want to get back to play, especially in this rivalry, but it's a long season. Look at it as a marathon approach and not just getting back half speed and only playing less than 20 minutes. We want you back when you're obviously 100%, where you're confident and going through your moves and the things you do naturally. And so we'll take it from there. He trusts us as well and knows we have his best intent.
I am always hesitant to bring in a new metric or a new stat because a lot of people get a popsicle headache from the ones that already exist. But in this case, you've made reference to expected points. You've talked about it. It's pretty significant to the conversation that's going on now with this team. It seemed obvious, but for people who haven't heard it, what is expected points?
It's basically your expected points off of the shots you take, the shot quality, you know, the wide open versus contested shot. And you know, to our credit, so far we've been great in that area. And, you know, I've mentioned a few times the intent behind the passing and guys getting off the ball in double teams, but not making the shot. We can live with those because we feel that'll balance out throughout the season. Guys are working hard, and career number-wise or even last year or whatever it may be, their numbers have been higher than they are this year. And so that always seems to balance out throughout a season. And so we're in a, you know, a tough stretch shooting-wise right now. But continue to stay confident and be aggressive and take the same shots that we're getting because we're getting great ones.
To sum that up, it would be fair to say to this point, your expected point total in games like Wednesday and overall is lower than actual points, which would translate into shots not falling, and it probably should. But that is the kind of thing that is sort of progression to the mean over 82 games.
Yeah, and usually, and for the most part this year, our expected has been higher because our shooting numbers have been down. So
right.
Obviously we can hang our hat on our defense until the offense picks back up. But just continue to have faith in what we're doing and continue to be confident. And for Jason, Jalen, Dennis, some of the guys that initiate for other guys, continue to get them those looks and they'll fall, you know, looking guys over their career.
I imagine this was a difficult scout this game in some ways, and in some ways not, because there are so many players on the Lakers that you have coached against dozens of times over many years and in some cases played against. Yet it is within what, you know, the context that we always use here. It is a new group together that has had guys like you in and out of the lineup, and it seems hard to get a feel for what they're going to be versus what the Lakers are right now.
Yeah, you look at the first six games where James was playing for them. You know, they were number one in transition. And so they're obviously a different team when he's not, you know, initiating offense, pushing the ball, playing with the pace that he does. And so you have to focus on different things. So we had to be ready for a few different things, whether he plays or not. And, you know, it doesn't really change, I'd say, Anthony Davis overall. He's going to be who he is, be aggressive. But, you know, a guy like Westbrook, you know, changes his status to some extent because he won't have the ball as much and he has to do different things. So you have to prepare for all their guys. They have three tremendous players, and they're just different role-wise depending on if James is playing or not.
Now, Westbrook, even when – it's funny because he was two different players last year playing with the new team when he finally got his feet under him in Washington and took off, and you expect sort of the same thing to happen here. But you talk about guys who are one-man fast break and make you – you have to have head on a swivel all the time, and he's always been that guy.
Oh, definitely. And so now you have two guys that can possibly do that. And so, you know, looking at those two, they, you know, they're ahead of steam, like you said, one man fast break. So two of them out there running the lanes with Davis, you know, it presents trouble, especially in the transition. So we want to get back, show bodies, you know, kind of build that wall and filter out to some of their non-shooters. And stopping them first is top priority. Making them score in the half court is secondary.
That's the head coach. Age and geography determine what the Celtics and Lakers mean to different people. You are someone very similar to Brad's age, and we talked to him about what he watched as a kid. Growing up in Portland, a little kid in the mid-'80s when Max was playing in those finals in 84 and 87, how glued were you? What did the Celtics and Lakers mean at that stage of your childhood to you?
Well, even, you know, being, you know, in Portland, you know, I was obviously focused on Clyde Drexler and the Blazers for the most part, but you always knew the rivalry. That's something that's a given in the NBA. And so, you know, you understand what it is from afar. Now being part of it is even more special. So, you know, it doesn't matter what decade, who's here and who's not. It is what it is. The fans are reared up for this game, players as well. And you can feel it in the building and, you know, with the national presence as well.
You could tell. Could you tell being in town the last day or two that it was a little bit different?
Yeah, it's always going to be different. The buzz is going to be different in general. You know, I'm going through a lot of firsts with this with the team this year, and this is just another one of them. So we're excited to get going.
Let's do it. Celtics and Lakers next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.